Shishuka uvacha Nishamya kausha divina upavarnita Hare katam karana sukarat manaha Punat sapapracha tam udyatanjalir Nachati tripto viduro dvitavrataha Shishuka uvacha Nishamya kaushari vino pavarnitam Hare katam karana sukaratmanaha Punaksa papracha tam udyatanjalir Nachati tripto viduro dvitavrataha Shri Shuka uvacha Shri Shukadeva Goswami said Nishamya after hearing Kaushada Vina by the sage Maitreya Upavarnitam described Hare of the personality of Godhead Katam narrations Karana for the reason of lifting the earth Sukara Atmanaha Tantalus of the boar incarnation Punaha again Saha he Papracha inquired Tam from him Maitreya Udyata Anjalihi with folded hands. Never. Cha. Also. Atitriptaha. Very much satisfied. Virudaha. Viruda. Dvitavrataha. Taken to a vow. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Shukadeva Goswami said, after hearing from the great sage Maitreya about the Lord's incarnation as Varaha, Vidura, who had taken a vow, begged him with folded hands to please narrate further transcendental activities of the Lord, since he, Vidura, did not yet feel satisfied. No purport, I'll read the next verse. Viruda. Dvitavrata. By whom a vow had been taken, but. Well, I don't know what particular vow we're talking about. It's usually just to describe someone who is in the habit of taking vows. Vritani, vritani, hina, one by whom vows, plural, are taken. Viduro uvacha tenaiva tu muni shrishta harina yagya murtina adi daityo hiranyaksho ata ityanushushuma. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Vidura said, O chief among the great sages, I have heard by disciplic succession that Hiranyaksha, the original demon, was slain by the same form of sacrifices, the personality of Godhead, Lord Boar. Purport. As referred to previously, the Boar incarnation was manifested in two millenniums, namely Swayambhuva and Chakshusha. In both millenniums there was a boar incarnation of the Lord. but in the Swayam Bhuva millennium he lifted the earth from within the water of the universe, whereas in the Chakshusha millennium he killed the first demon, Hiranyaksha. In the Swayambhuva millennium he assumed the color white, and in the Chakshusha millennium he assumed the color red. Vidura had already heard about one of them, and he proposed to hear about the other. The two different born incarnations described are the one, supreme personality of Godhead. Hiranyaksha is referred to here as Adidaitya, but then he's appearing in the sixth Manvantara, and that's not the beginning of creation. There is no real beginning of creation. Of course, there's the Brahma's first day, his birth, but even that's a periodic occurrence. The universe is created and destroyed repeatedly. So there is no real beginning. Nobody can even claim to be the first original demon. Yeah, there's always been demons. There's always been devotees. And all of us are eternal. Of course, Jaya and Vijaya, they're eternal associates of the Supreme Lord Narayan in Vaikuntha. Even if, maybe not every millennium, but in several millenniums, there are these pastimes of Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Lord Nisimhadev appears several times in each day of Brahma. But it's not that Jaya and Vijaya are those two demons every time. You know, they can't be falling down five or six times every day of Brahma. Especially since the day of Brahma is like a blink of an eye in Vaikuntha. Nobody can fall down that often. No, it's explained by Rupa Goswami in the Lagu Bhagavatamrita that it's only one occasion, only on one time around, was it actually Jaya and Vijaya. Other times, these demons, the roles are played by somebody else. We're primarily interested in that. The appearance of Lord Varaha when Jaya and Vijaya were the gatekeepers of Vaikuntha, that's what is going to be described in chapter 15, how Jaya and Vijaya were cursed and fell down. Anyway, I think that's the current Chakshusha Manvantara before the current Manvantara they were living in. That's when Jaya and Vijaya appeared, apparently. And they were killed, each of them, three times by the Supreme Lord. And then they both also participated in the Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just 500 years ago. So this is recent history, current history. Bhavatam is not primarily interested in presenting a chronology so that the historians or the students of history can plot it all out in a timeline. That's of importance if we assume that history is linear, that there's some progress of history, and that we're reaching perfection by the course of history. It's the force of history itself that is making us perfect. We're naturally evolving. This is the Hegelian idea. Hegel made up this religion of history. Before, there may have been some attempts at making chronicles of recording the histories of kings in China, in India, in many countries. There were some attempts at making history, but not as a religion. Not with this idea that we're becoming better and better at approaching the perfection of, man is going to be the perfection of creation, and it's just we have to continue with history and all the antonyms and synonyms. No, this is Hegel talked about these conflicts, this dialectic progress of history, that ideas that contradict one another are reconciled, and then we move on. And then the Marxists took over, they gave their version of dialectic materialism. Anyway, the whole thing is a hoax. I'm sorry. History doesn't work that way. It's not a straight line, and it's not going up. It's going down. And it's going down, and it's like a roller coaster, actually. Or what you want to be mathematic about it is like a declined helix. You know, it's going around in circles, but it's going down as it's going around. It's getting worse and worse. And it goes up to the top and comes down again, like a roller coaster. Right. But an interesting roller coaster ride. You're going around in circles as you're going down. And then you go up and come down again like that. That's history. And it repeats itself. With variations. But it's a myth that things are getting better. It's a myth that we used to be amoebas and then monkeys, and now we're, you know, human beings, the perfection of creation. Human beings are mediocre. They're just mediocre inhabitants of Martialoka, the place where everyone's always dying.
Dying?
Dying. Why do you call it, why do you think they call it Martialoka? You know, you name a place by what's prominent there. You know, if you have a country that's full of roses, you call it Roseland. And if you have a country full of people that are dying all the time, you call it Martialoka.
Is everybody dying always?
Yes, every few minutes.
Then there should be nobody there.
No, but we're dying after 80 years. And the demigods look at us. 80 years is like, you know, this is like, you know, you can't even, you know, it's like the time. Just for these light bulbs, they turn on and off 50 times a second. Do you know that? Look at them. You see them turning on and off? Because you can't see it. 50 times a second, you can't even see it. It's so fast. Like that, people are dying, and the demigods are looking at us, and it's like the light bulb. You don't even see it. All they see is just dying. Because it's happening so quickly. Every 80 years. You know how much 80 years is for the demigods? It's less than 1/50th of a second. So they don't even notice. All they see is these guys, you know, they open our eyes, and you know they're all dead, and some, and whole another crew are there. Every time they blink their eyes, the demigods are looking down at us, and they just see people dying and being replaced with other people constantly. Martialoka. You think 80 years is a lot of time, because you're only 8 years old. So, things are getting better. Human being, position of a human being is very mediocre. Nothing special. Nothing really interesting. For those who are living on higher planets, you know, our position is nothing special. There's nothing very perfect about being a human being. Although we think it is. New and improved. You know, this product, that product. It's constant, everything's being constantly perfected. Such an illusion. You know, so you add another ingredient to your soap powder, and that's the perfection of existence. But we're living in that kind of fantasy world. The progress of history. It's a bogus religion. And Srimad Bhagavatam will help defeat that religion and reinstitute the correct pessimistic view of history, that things are not getting better. Sorry. That our hope doesn't lie in the progress of history. People have made the same stupid mistakes over and over again for millions of years, billions of years, and they will continue to make the same stupid mistakes. And that's history. You know, it's a chronicle of stupid mistakes made over and over again. So if we want to become devotees of history, then we're going to be condemned to perpetual, repeated stupidity. We have to transcend history and find the eternal reality where we don't make too stupid mistakes. Hare Krishna. I think I'll just stop there.